Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 30. And actually, this starts season 3. Summer, because it's the summer right now. If it's not the summer when you're listening right now, I bet you could replay this in the summer for a good meaning. Today, we're going to have an interview with KB Worley, and we're going to learn how to make delicious kale ice pops. Do you like kale? Or do you like ice pops? Well, this would probably be the perfect treat for you. And we're also going to reveal stuff to do in the summer. And I can't wait to start. So let's start off with Camp Song by KB Worley.
Big old farm where the animals run free. I go to camp where the sports are really good. I go to camp, my tree house in the woods. Don't much matter, big or small, I wanna go to camp. Got my snack pack, got my juice, gonna be the champ. Oh, but if I lose that race, well, never mind. Cause every day at camp I'm feeling fine in the sunshine. There goes my toothless grinning girl with the pigtails in her hair. There goes my little ruffian with a self-determined stare. Oh, right now may they only know this pure joy.
Listen, that love vibration comes to every girl and boy.
I want to capture your flag, spend the night in a sleeping bag, laying out under the stars. So we eat them all. Tell no stories, gonna make my skin crawl. Don't much matter, big or small, I wanna go to camp. I've got to explore it all. I hear we get to make a lamp. I'm gonna put my stamp on it and call it bona fide. Cause every day at camp I'm feeling fine in the sunshine. My folks, what I have made. I've got scrapes and bruises too, but I know they're gonna fade. I hope what never fades is memory of this time. Cause every day at camp I'm feeling fine in the sunshine.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with KB Worley. Hi.
Hi, Chloe. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I'll try to answer them.
Did you go to camp when you were little?
I did. I went to a summer camp when I was 8 years old, starting at 8, and then I went to the same camp from when I was 8 years old and 9 years old all the way until I was 13 years old.
Cool. I go to camp.
You do? Where do you go?
I go to a summer dance camp.
Ooh.
I went since I was, like, 4, and now I'm almost 7. So,
wow.
I was there for 2 years. But my camp isn't going right now. It's going to be next month that I'm going.
Oh, okay. You must be looking forward to it, getting really excited.
Yeah.
Cool.
And how did you start making music?
Well, when I was a little boy, I was about 7 years old, and I have a big sister, and she's 3 years older than me. And my mom wanted my sister to take piano lessons, but she thought I was a little too old. She thought I was a little too young to start taking piano lessons. But I really was sad that my sister got to take piano lessons and I didn't get to take piano lessons. So I complained and I said, I want piano lessons. And sure enough, I got to start taking them and I really loved it. And I've been playing music my whole life ever since then.
Whoa, that's a lot. And our third question is, who is your favorite musician?
Oh my gosh, who is my favorite musician? Well, it's probably someone that you've never heard of. That's a really hard question, but I'm going to go with a folk singer named Greg Brown. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Well, he's really good, and he was very inspiring to me. And I love his songs, and he plays guitar, and he's got a really deep voice, and that's my favorite.
That's cool. And my favorite singer, I don't really have a lot of favorite singers. I like a lot.
You do?
Yeah.
Do you listen to a lot of other kids' music?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Josh and the Jamtones?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love those guys, too.
Mm-hmm. And our fourth question is, what are your plans for the rest of the summer?
What are my plans for the summer?
Yeah.
Well, I and my family, we are moving from where we live in Boston to a new little house in the state of Maine, which is in a whole different part of the United States. And it's been a lot of work, but in another week or two, we're getting ready to move. So it's kind of very exciting. And other than that, I'm just going to be playing music and for families, and taking my daughter to camp, and other stuff like that. Playing in the garden, and roasting marshmallows, and all that good stuff.
Cool. I'm going to go to Boston either a week before camp or the weeks after camp.
It's a really cool city. Have you ever been here before?
Maybe I passed it in a few road trips, but I never been there before.
Oh, well, I hope you have a really, really good time and go to the Children's Museum and the Science Museum.
Yeah, those sound fun. And another question. If you could create your own camp, what would it be?
If I could create my own camp?
Yeah.
Wow, what would it be? Well, it would be a camp where you could do all the things that you love to do, like learning how to sail a boat, and I really like to skateboard, too, so you would be able to learn how to skateboard, and there would have to be musicians there to give music lessons, because obviously I love music, and what else would my camp have? It might have some really old arcade games, but that's not really camp, because you have to be inside for them. Gosh, I don't know. You know, there would be baseball, and should there be horses at this camp? Do you like horses?
Yeah.
We could have horses at the camp. And when I was a little kid growing up, at camp, I also liked pottery a lot. I really liked making bowls. Have you ever worked with clay or pottery?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would have that at camp, and we would be able to go stargazing and swimming and eat really good food.
Yeah, your camp sounds lots of fun. If my camp would be like maybe like a camp where like it would be like a camp where they had like musicians and if you liked it would be like a music and art camp because I really like music and art.
And dance. We forgot about dance. There's got to be dance.
Yeah, I like to dance.
And drama and theater.
Yeah.
All that art stuff. Yeah, I like this. I think I want to go to this camp.
Yeah. And that was our last question, so thank you.
Chloe, thank you so much. I really appreciated you wanting to talk to me, and it's really been nice to talk to you, too.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye, Chloe. Take care. Have a great summer.
Okay. You too.
Bye. Thank you.
There's a hole in my pocket, dear Jazzy. Jazzy, my bucket's got a hole in it.
Then fix it, dear Whirly, dear Whirly, dear Whirly. Just fix it, dear Whirly, dear Whirly, fix it.
With what shall I fix it, dear Jazzy, dear Jazzy? With what shall I fix it, dear Jazzy? With what?
Why don't you experiment, dear Whirly, dear Whirly? Why don't you experiment? You can do no wrong.
Well, I tried a little glue, and I tried a little tape, but the glue went through, and the tape just breaks. So I'm working on a combo, kind of taffy, kind of goo. Gonna fix my bucket, I can eat it too. If that didn't work, perhaps it was an epoxy or a liner for a broken bucket, what could be more finer? Or maybe I use paint to make them holes disappear. A portrait of a bucket with no holes anywhere. A hole in my bucket, dear Jazzy. Hole in my bucket, dear Jazzy. A hole in my bucket, dear Jazzy. Oh, Jazzy, my bucket's got a hole. Tell me sooner, I'd mend your heart.
I was kind of embarrassed, Whirly, dear Whirly. I didn't want you to laugh at me, told you about my heart.
Don't you know that your heart is my heart, dear Jazzy? All our hearts are one heart, beating with one love.
So what you gonna do, Whirly?
Reading passages from Hamlet. Tell the holy beast they gotta make a special batch. Grab my needle and my thread and sew you up a patch. A hole in your heart, dear Jazzy. A hole in your heart, dear Jazzy. A hole in your heart, dear Jazzy. Oh, Jazzy, I'm a man at home. No more holes in the bucket, no. No more holes in the bucket, no. Got no.
Hi, this is Corey. Welcome back to Corey's Friendship Circle. And now we have a recipe for kale ice pops. It's the cool treat that I told you about. I bet they'll taste good when I make them today. But they'll be ready for the day after today, the day you're listening. So, here's how to make kale ice pops. You'll need one bunch of kale leaves, 2 cups of watermelon chunks with the seeds removed. Make sure all the seeds are removed from each fruit that has seeds. You'll need peeled, cored, and chopped with seeds removed. Can you guess what that is? It's a tart apple. 1 lemon, peeled with seeds removed also. So, what you do is mix ingredients in a blender. Pour your mixture into an ice pop mold, ice cube tray, or individual Dixie cups, along with a craft stick, and freeze overnight. So that's how to make kale ice pops. I say if you're baking them right now, they would be probably ready by like, if you want them to be like all frozen, they would probably be like done by like right now tomorrow, though. So those are how to make kale ice pops. I hope yours are delicious. Plus, we'll try to take a picture of what the finish looks like for our kale ice pops. And our next thing we're doing is stuff to do in the summer. So let's go. And here's our song. And I want to give a shout out to Mr. Michael of Michael and the Rockness Monsters. Because we're having his class this week. I'm so happy we're going to his class. And here's a song for him. Pirate song.
A pirate. Yeah. Woo. Everybody say arr. Say arr. I don't know who I be.
Where's me home?
But I've got a parrot that says ahoy matey. Must be a princess.
No!
A porcupine.
No!
A pineapple?
No!
A pirate!
Yeah!
Woo!
Everybody say arr!
Arr!
Say arr!
Arr!
Sing yo-ho! I've walked from stern to bow. I must be a popsicle.
No!
A potato chip.
No!
A pirate.
Arr!
Sing yo ho 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 ho.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship School. And here are our best things to do in the summer. Have an end of the year party. Or if your birthday's this summer, maybe you could have a little party to celebrate with all your best friends. And make sure you include everybody, because people would be sad if they were left out at your birthday. You could play outside. What do you like to do when you play outside? Do you like to go on your swing set? Do you like to eat? Do you like to play any sport? Do you like to put on shows? Well, whatever you like to do, maybe you could bring it on outside. That's fun. Swim. Even if you swim without your with your floaties, you will still have fun swimming with all your family. Dance. It's fun to dance. I bet we all have a signature dance move in our ways. And eat ice cream. It's fun to eat ice cream in the summer or any time, but just the ice cream truck will come out in the spring and the summer. What will you get? Those are the best things to do this summer. Here's our next song. It's, Got a Lot of Happy by Kira Willie. And here's our friendship pledge at the end. Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And here's our friendship pledge, whether at camp or at home, get outside and have some fun with family and friends, whoever they are or whoever they might be. Have fun. And remember, this is the start of season 3. And here's our last song, The Bumblebee Song by KB Worley.
And it's episode 30! 30 episodes! What?
Yeah, I can't believe it already.
Good job.
Yes, we did a good job.
I'm bringing home home a baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm bringing home a baby bumblebee. Ow! It stung me! I'm squishing up my baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm squishing up my baby bumblebee. Ooh, it's messy.
Oh, what a tumble if you rumble with a bumblebee.
You better not upset it, or else you will regret it. Best let that bumblebee be. I'm licking up my baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm licking up my baby bumblebee. It's gross, but it's healthy. I'm spitting up my baby bumblebee. Won't my mama be so proud of me? I'm spitting up my baby bumblebee. Let those bumblebees be. I'm gonna miss my baby bumblebee. Maybe her little sis will come and visit me. I'm gonna miss my baby bumblebee. But she needs to be free. Goodbye, sweet bumblebee.